Thakur has glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very wonderfully. He says that anyone who has as his only possessions the two lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has attained bhakti. He becomes eligible for pure bhakti. That is bhakti ras. That is braja bhakti. That is, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other incarnation or acharya gave for a very long time, since the previous day of Brahma, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared at that time to give it, Gopi Prem, anyone who has as his only possession the two lotus feet of Gauranga, he's understood to have entered into bhakti ras. He can taste the mellows of Braj Prem. And anyone who's chanting the holy name of Gauranga sincerely, with tears in his eyes, it's understood that he's developed the highest love of Godhead.
Oh, any need of translation?
Yeah.
You are translating? Oh, very good.
And Narottam Das Thakur says about such a person who, with tears in his eyes, is chanting the holy names, Jai Boli Hari. Excellent, bravo, congratulations, sadhu sadhu.
Jai Mui Boli Hari.
Jai Mui Balihari.
Ah, Balihari. What is the meaning of Balihari?
Congratulations, sadhu sadhu. Excellent.
I'm giving my heart and soul to that devotee.
I'm giving my whole heart to that devotee. Narottam Das Thakur himself has prayed that when will tears flow from my eyes by chanting the name of Gauranga. So therefore, he says, I'm giving my whole heart to that devotee who is chanting in such a way. And anyone who appreciates the qualities of Gauranga, again, with tears in his eyes, with heart, not just by his ears hearing, but with his heart, such a person can actually enter into Braj and develop love of God. Then he says, anyone who understands that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are all Nitya Siddha Parikar of Krishna. That is, in their Siddha Deya, they have two features. One is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one is with Radha Krishna. Just as Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ordered his mind, Sachi Sunam Nandiswara Pati Sutatve, O mind, you should think of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as directly the son of Nanda Maharaj Krishna. Similarly, all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternally liberated associates are also associates of Radha and Krishna. And anyone who understands this, in truth, that means with realization, he also becomes a resident of Vrindavan himself. He also enters into that Chintamani Dham. The very first day that I met Srila Gurudev in 1992, I told him that I'm preaching around the world and I have so much intellectual understanding of the philosophy, but I have no emotions or realizations. So what should I do? So I thought that Srila Gurudev would say, intellectual understanding is not everything. But instead, he said, intellectual understanding is nothing. Only realization is real understanding. So, anyone who understands with realization, or in tattvataha, in truth, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are Nitya Siddha Parikars of Radha and Krishna, he also becomes an associate of Radha Krishna. Also, anyone who knows that the Dham of Gauranga is Chintamani and non-different from Vrindavan, that person is also becomes a resident of Vrindavan. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prem, Gaura prem, is an ocean of ras. How is that? Because Krishna himself, although he is Purnanandamoy, the embodiment of all bliss and happiness and the reservoir of all rust, still he's feeling a lack in himself in three ways. What is the nature of Srimati Radhika's love, which, although a drop of my happiness can drown the universe, her love drives me mad? What is it about me? What is it about my qualities that she alone relishes, that even I cannot taste fully? And what is the nature of her happiness that is 10,000 times greater than my own happiness in our loving exchange? Krishna himself could not enter into that Madanakya Mahabhav of Srimati Radhika, though God himself. So in order to enter into that, he covered himself with her complexion and moods. He borrowed them from her and became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes are Radha and Krishna's pastimes seen from the point of view of Srimati Radhika. Krishna himself learned from Radhika as Gadadhar Pandit, Lalita in the form of Swarup Damodar, and Vishakha in the form of Rai Ramananda. So Gauranga Prem is full of transcendental ras. So Narottam Das Thakur concludes that whether one is a householder or a renunciate, whether he's living in a palace or a forest, anyone who sincerely surrenders to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I myself beg for that person's Sangha, thank association.
Can you repeat what she told? You. Next to you. Yeah. Stand up and tell what she told. All louder, you should speak without.
She says that that person who takes Gauranga's name is a great person, and
what you are looking for? একটাও কথা তা বলবে হোয়াট ইউ হার্ড ইউ শুড টেল ডোন্ট সি বুক আর এনিথিং হোয়াট সি টোল্ড
হোয়াই
হোয়াট ইউ আর ডুইং হোয়াট ইউ আর থিঙ্কিং
Oh,
you are thinking that how can I collect something? So you have not come for class? If you have come, why not? Listening very carefully? Then I will have to punish you. Do you remember all the prajalp that you were doing in so many days?
Yes.
But not Harikatha. Who is most beautiful? Can you think? So I don't want all these things. That whole day, prajalpa, and in the class, minds, you have kept mind other way, and you are sitting. What will be? Your father knows that I have sent. Yeah, you think that I have come in association. This is not called association. Sit down. Oh, you should tell something. Jeev. I will ask anyone. lady devotee or male devotee who are sitting on last bench or here.
Krishnamarani Didi was explaining this kirtan by Narottam Das Thakur, Gaurangela Dutipada Jaradan Jana Sampada. She was saying that Narottam Das Thakur was saying, whoever has Gauranga Mahaprabhu's, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, both feet as their only wealth in their life, they are qualified to perform.
No, you should go on. Parsita.
They are qualified to be perform
bhakti. What? They know especially what is bhakti ras.
They know what is the essence
what
of bhakti.
What is bhakti? They can know. Otherwise. Se jane bhakti rasa sar. What? Essence of pure bhakti they know. Otherwise, anyone cannot. Huh?
Then we say, Gauranga Eramadulila Jarekarna Pravashila. Whoever has heard the beautiful Leela, pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jarekanam Pravashila, that person's heart is very pure. It's Nirmala. And then Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Jai Gauranga Namaloya, Tadahoya Premadoya, Tadamui Jai Bolihari. Saying, whoever chants the name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I give myself completely to them.
Thank you. No. Go. Give them. So, I will ask you. You too. All. I think it is not good to be here and do any prajalpa. We try to avoid mundane talking. Don't do. And don't let your mind here and there. Oh, keep your mind here. And listen and practice. If you are listening, all tattva will come in your heart. And renounce also will come. Worldly desire will go. And if this is not coming, then you should see that, oh, in vain everything, no association at all. You. There are so many proofs, slokas, glorifying name. Name is, Krishna name is indifferent to Krishna, abhinna, very powerful. Not less than Krishna in any way. So you can quote some and stand up and quote without seeing any paper. Very patiently, carefully you should hear.
Verse that comes to mind is Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nityamukto Abhinatvan Nami Namino. Here, the glories of the holy name are given in summary, and they can be expanded upon indefinitely, unlimitedly from this point. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, this holy name is like Chintamani. It will fulfill all your desires. There are three types of name that can be chanted. Nam aparad, that is one where one knowingly commits offenses. Nam abhas, where one is chanting either a shadow or a reflection of the name. Chaya or pratibimba. We don't want to chant pratibimba because this is chanted by the Mayavadis and others who have no connection to bhakti. Just like if there's a tree on the bank of the river and the reflection's on the water, but it doesn't actually connect to the tree because the land is separating from the reflection. So this kind of chanting of the name or practice of bhakti
Pratibimba has no actual connection to real bhakti, and we want nothing to do with that. This is in the association of Mayavadis who think that they're chanting the name, but actually they're aparadis. Then chaya means a shadow. So the shadow means, although it is not the name itself, it is a shadow, meaning it has some connection to the real practice of bhakti, because those devotees who are chanting it are in association of sadhus.
I so want that you should explain the meaning of Mali Sloka. Don't explain.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. And the name is the form of all rasa. There are five rasas in relationship to Krishna, direct rasas, and seven indirect. And it is the complete whole of all rasas. Purno, it is full there and complete. Shuddho, it is completely pure, the real name. And Nitya Mukta is eternally liberated. Someone may ask, how is it that the holy name, being entirely transcendental, can be heard by, in this material world, Krishna? These syllables are heard by our mundane ears, on our mundane tongue. The answer is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jiva Dharma, that actually the holy name is a transcendental entity, non-different from Krishna himself, Bhagavat Swarup, in the spiritual world. When actually can only be chanted by the pure spiritual tongue of the jiva when he's in his pure spiritual state. As he approaches that state, that name, attracted by his bhakti, may come and dance on his tongue, appearing in his mind and dancing on his tongue. Those syllables that emanate from that tongue, which is being caused to dance by the name himself, that is Shuddhanam. So,
Another example.
Another shloka. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Drayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivadao Svayam Evam Spratado.
You have explained. More.
Nam namakari bahudani jasarva shaktis tatarpitanya mate smaranena kalaha etadushi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi durdailam idrisha mahajani nanuragaha. This verse is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that, my dear Lord, you have hundreds and thousands of names. These names are in two categories, mukhya and gona, primary and secondary. The gona names, meaning there has some connection to the gunas, or the modes of nature, in the sense that they describe the Lord in his relationship to this material creation. They're not present in the spiritual abodes. Those names which are both present in the spiritual abodes of the Lord and in this material world are called mukhyanam, or primary names. The secondary names are chanted by those interested in the fruits of karma and gyan. And they don't easily render chit fall, or the fruit of transcendental knowledge or transcendental love. But mukhyanam gives love of Krishna, because these names are directly related to Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all his beautiful features as the son of Jasoda, the lover of the gopis, and the friend of the cowherd boys. So these names awaken in Krishna Prem directly, whereas the secondary names do not. So Lord Chaitanya, although he's saying you have many thousands of names, he's actually indicating that once you chant the Mukhyanam, the primary names of the Lord, to achieve the benefit of Krishna Prem.
No good explanation. What is Durdaiva there?
Durdaiva means...
And what is the mercy of Krishna that he has manifested himself in name?
The mystery is that the name is more merciful than Krishna himself.
What is written in this shloka, you should only explain. Then automatically it will come out.
Yudhaiva midrasham vihajaniya nanuragaha? That verse?
Nam nama kari bahudha nija sarva shakti. Tatprapad.
Sarva shaktis. You have invested all of your potencies in these names. So Krishna is completely present, and in fact he's even more merciful because we have access.
And then?
Tatarpita niyamate smaranena kalaha. Oh, and another mercy of the holy name is there are no considerations in terms of time and place and circumstance. One can chant at all times and in all places and all ways. Once one young small boy saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to hold on to his tongue while going to the pastool. And this little boy asked, "Oh, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, why are you trying to hold your tongue?" He said, "Because the name is always chanting on my tongue, and I'm afraid it will be not proper to chant while I'm going to the bathroom." So then the little boy said, "Oh, but the holy name is pure and can be chanted at all times and all places. There's no consideration of pure or impure when it comes to chanting the holy name." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, "Oh, you are like my guru." So this
No, like guru.
You are my guru.
No, never.
No.
This is bad idea.
Gopal guru?
Oh, you are Jagat Guru.
From today you are Jagat Guru.
Not of mine.
Oh, Jagat Guru.
You should proper here. What is Durdaivam Idrisham?
Because of offenses, it is very difficult for us to chant the holy name. We have no attraction and no taste, and we don't chant constantly like we should. Because the only way to get free from nama-aparad is to constantly chant. The name is more merciful. If you commit offenses to Krishna's sarup, he cannot forgive that. But if you commit offenses to the name, he'll not only forgive offenses to himself, but also your offenses to Krishna's sarup.
Thank you. You can give me some, what more? Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Krishna has invested his all power. What power? In a second he can create millions of universe in a moment. Or in a moment he can destroy. And again in a moment he can create. He is very merciful. Very sweet, handsome, ocean of mercy. So he has invested all in these names. Also, Nam Kariya Vibhag in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been written. What? Meaning that according to the power and mercy and beauty has been vested in name, in degree, the names are in that degree higher and superior and lower. Like Jagadish, Jagannath, Brahma, Paramatma, Tata, Pata, or these names are gone. Secondary. Now prominent names also are divided in so many. Like Narayan, Nishingha, Vaman, Ram, Krishna. They are all names of Supreme Lord directly. But they have so many
categories.
All the names have not so one power in them. In these prominent names, mostly we can divide into two. Mukha Naam, Gaun Naam. Narayan here, Supreme Lord here. And he has all appellances. In a moment he can destroy and
create.
Very merciful too. But not so sweet as Krishna. No rush like Krishna. In Krishna name also there are so many degrees. So many. Gokulnath, no? Brajanath, Radhanath, Gopinath, Rash Bihari, no? Radhakanta, so many.
Radha Raman,
Radha, so many. So they are connected with the sweet pastimes of their names. So in the last, Hey Krishna, Karunasindho, Dinabandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. So very powerful. He has invested all these things. Oh, he has not kept any time or place or anything.
Time, place,
circumstance. No rule, regulation to chant in day, in night, without taking bath, after taking bath. Even a most wretched person like Ajamil, he can chant. Even a devotee like Narad, he can chant. Without mala, with mala, only singing, not anyhow, in mind, in tongue, in heart, any kind, he can do. But, oh, I am very unfortunate. I have no taste in these names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, not for him, for us all. We have no strong faith that Krishnam Ichintamani, Rasa Vigraha, he can fulfill our all desires. Even we have no faith that Krishna can give me money, this name. So this is our Durdaiva. Why? Durdaiva is aparad. We have done so many offenses. So be with high class of devotees, follow them, serve them, and thus your all offenses will go, past, future, and present, and then your heart will be pure, then you can realize. More examples of Shastra. No, don't step time. Oh. I don't want to waste time.
Kale kale nama rupe Krishna avatar nama hoite hai sarva jagat nishtar. This name of Krishna has descended and is actually the incarnation in this age of Kali. Krishna manifests in this material world in two forms, Adui rup. This verse I forget. There's two forms. Antaryami.
Don't help anyone. You should do.
The Lord within the heart is one rupa of Krishna, and the other is in the Naam. He manifests in this name, non-different, as Bhakti Sarmaraj has explained, and Gurudev further gave deep explanations of the name, non-different from the Lord. By chanting this holy name, all the world can be delivered. Savar Jagat Nishtar. The holy name can deliver the entire universe when it is taken up seriously. And gradually...
Any other shlok?
I had one sitting there. But when I stand up,
don't see the book.
No.
Or you have seen whole life.
Syat Krishna Namacharitari Sriktaptya Vidya. Vitopi Tapta Rasanasya Narochikanu. Kintara Arunan Kalasarva Justa Sadvikramad Bhavati. So this verse
this is not
Upadeshamrita.
This is no. Another. Glorify. This is the quality. How we can develop. But no glorification here. Please sit down. Please sit down. Prajnath. Or stand up only from there, you should do. No need of. No need.
Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kalona Stevana Steva Gatir Anyataha.
You forget? What is meaning?
The meaning of this is that in this age of Kali, there is no other process, no better process, no more easier process than the chanting of the holy names.
Not easier only, or very...
But emphasis in three times.
What? Only one this Harinami is. Harinami is. Harinami is.
The only process is the chanting of the holy names in the age of Kali. Not by yoga, not by developing any kind of knowledge, yeah, or mystic powers, one can attain the ultimate goal of life, which is the pure love and affection for Shri Radha and Krishna in Braja. Only by this powerful process of chanting the holy names under the guidance of pure Rasika Vaishnavas in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very easily we can attain, yeah, the shelter of the holy name. And as we heard from Srimati Shamarani Didi in explaining this song in the beginning of the class, we can attain that very special treasure which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute.
More. There are thousands and thousands of glorification of name. Oh, don't speak anyone. Otherwise, I'll make them stand up.
Kalera dose nide rajam nasti eka.
What Jeev Pawn is copying by book? Go.
Kaler dose nije rajam nasti eka mahaguna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangam param prajat. In this age of Kali, there is only one process, and that is the congregational chanting, sankirtan, yeah, of the holy names. Again, this means being in the association of pure Vaishnavas chanting the holy name. Then, Cheto Darpana Mahajanam Mahapavakni Nirvapanam.
What? Utter this slok again with very carefully, that some meaning should come.
This age of Kali is...
No. That is slok I want to hear.
Kaler dose nidhi.
No.
Cheto Darpana Mahajanam. Bhava Mahadavakti Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidya Bhadu Jivanam, Anandam Vuri Vardaram, Pratipadam Purnam Ritasvaranam, Sarvatma Snap Param Vidayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam.
What is the meaning?
The meaning is, whatever I've heard, I will try to repeat that. This holy name, yeah, chanted in that association of pure Vaishnavas, it will very quickly cleanse.
After initiation and having relation with Krishna in the guidance of
pure
devotion, then?
Then that chanting of the holy name with some Vanda Gyan, with having proper initiation, with attentively practicing the process of Sadhu Sangha, meaning when we hear something, it enters the heart, not one ear in, one ear out. Yeah. Only when it stays within the heart, that is proper Sadhu Sangha. When we chant the holy names in this way, then it will cleanse the heart. First symptom will be that we will see who we really are. Jivirus Swarupahoy Krishna Nitya Das. We will realize that we are actually eternal servant of Krishna. After that, very easily, we will realize that there is no any difficulty in our lives. Although this material world is described as a blazing fire, full of so many anxieties, especially problems. Yeah. Everybody is in anxiety. Where is happiness? Where is pure love? Yeah. Where is my wealth? Where is that thing which will satisfy me, which will give me that happiness which I'm looking for? Nowhere, not in anything in this world we can find it. Only when we take shelter under this process, yeah, which is being presented by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, properly chanting, under the guidance, having proper initiation, understanding what is my relationship with Krishna, with this material world, how this material world is like a prison. And if I don't take shelter of that opportunity, that's very special mercy which is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pure devotees. They are inviting us, come. And we say, no. Yeah. Even we are in Sarusanga, we think we are in Sarusanga, but it is very
after
rare.
Bhav Mahadava bin Nirvan, Vapanam, what becomes?
Then Shaya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Hmm. Then after that, yeah, what will happen within our heart? Yeah, the sprout of Krishna praying or the sprout of love of God that will blossom and it will become by that very special, like a moonlight, yeah, the beams of mercy which are entering the heart, the lotus which is manifested, blossoming within the heart is the lotus of love for Krishna.
No. All favorable qualities will come in him. All favorable quality, humbleness, trinadapi, sunis, tarurapi, sahishnuna, all by which you can progress. And then?
Then vidya vada jivanam. This name is the wealth, yeah, the vidya vadu, the ultimate or the highest essence of all knowledge.
Vidya is vadu. And most beloved of
Krishna.
Name. Name means Krishna here. Name.
Yes.
Is who? Most beloved?
Of Srimati Radhika.
And her mood to serve Krishna. Vidya vadu. Jivan, this name.
So this name is?
That is the life and soul and most beloved of bhakti. Means, ye naam Krishna bhakti ka jivan swarup hai. Bhakti kahan hai? Radha ji ke hriday mein hai. Uska jivan kaun hai? Jivan hai ye naam, most beloved. By naam, these kinds of bhakti, very high class of bhakti may come. You should explain this, what I want to tell. Only this is look.
Huh. Here Srila Gurudev is explaining, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. This Sankirtanam, Krishna Nam, is Jivanam, the life and soul of Vidya Vadhu. The word Vidya means knowledge. But what is the greatest knowledge? In fact, the only knowledge. The only knowledge is how to please Krishna. So who knows how to please Krishna? Who is the embodiment of loving services to Krishna? Oh, she is Vadhu. Vadhu means young bride. Srimati Radhika is a young bride in Braj. She is Vadhu. And she is the embodiment of all the knowledge. That means devotion. How to satisfy Krishna. So when the devotee comes into this stage, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam, this is the stage of Asakti. And in that stage, he can realize something. How it is that the name of Krishna is the life and soul of Srimati Radhika, in whose heart there is the endless origin of all types of devotion.
Thank you. Then after that, Vidya Vadhu Jivanam, Ananda Buddhi Vardhanam. Go on. Finish this sloka.
Anandam Buddhivardhanam. So this name is the endless ocean of transcendental happiness. After we...
What? Vardhanam? Meaning Vardhanam? Anandam Buddhivardhanam. This name brings so many, like tides, waves of ananda. Like moon, by moon, in ocean so many waves coming. Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam. So, name, from name, ocean of ananda is increasing. Then?
So it increases the ocean of transcendental happiness,
yes.
His name. Pradipadam Purnam Ritasvadanam. Yeah, it at every step, yeah, the Purnam Rita, yeah, the complete nectar is experienced. Yeah.
And then Purnam Rita Svadanam.
Asvadanam.
Sarvatma Snapanam.
Sarvatma Snapanam Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. it completely satisfies and cools the self. This chanting pure.
Then a devotee can sing in the ocean of nectar of bhakti, prem, love, and he cannot come out of this. Sarvatma snapana. Fully drowned in ocean of love. Thank you. Oh, you, stand up. More. Very soon, very soon. From there, your voice is more than. I don't know. Any glorification really should be. This is the process how name can be taken, not glorification.
So, Om Gyanati Mirandasya,
Ganashalakaya
Chakshu, Unvitam
Devam. Don't take time.
So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, there's discussion on the glorification of the holy name. And there.
No. I want only slokes, not story.
Then there's one sloka, Sanketam Parihasyam. Sanketam Parihasyam Stobanam Helanam Va. There, it's explained that the holy name is so powerful that even if one is not chanting pure name, Shuddhanam, but one is only chanting Namabhas, a shadow of the holy name, in four ways. Sanketam means that one may be referring to somebody else and chanting the name, just as one may have a son, and the son's name may be Narayan, and calling out the son, O Narayan. He's not calling Lord Narayan, he's calling his son who has that name Narayan. But still, that name, it has such potency, Sanketam, Parihasyam, that one may be calling in a joking way, just like, or in a theatrical performance. Somebody may be in a play, and he's chanting, O Govinda, O Gopal, O Govinda, O Gopal, or Sanketam, Parihasyam, Stobanam, derisively. Saying, oh, you Hare Krishnas, why don't you get a job? You're just going out chanting on the streets, you're menaces to society. Do something. You chant Krishna, Krishna, you're rubbish. Huh? So they're chanting and they're derisively calling the name. Or Helinamba, one who neglectfully is calling out the name. But these names are so powerful that if one chants such name, either unintentionally, in a theatrical performance, neglectfully or derisively, that power of that shadow of the name, it will remove all sins that one has committed in the past, committing in the present, and that one will commit in the future. That the name has such power. In Srimad Bhagavatam, also stated, Kechit Kevalya Bhaktyam Vasudeva Parayana. That,
Where is the name here? Vasudeva Parayan here, no name. Okay. So, sit down. Madhav Maharaj, some sloka. If anywhere you are going to glorifying name, you should know all these things. And you should be very bold and strong in name.
So, Srila Gurudev ordered me.
Arey bolo, shlokta bolo. Order.
Madhura madhura me tad mangalam mangalanam sakalanaya valli satphalam chitsarupam sakritabhiparigitam shraddhaya he layava bhrigubranuramatyam tarayet krishna nama.
Very good.
Madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalanam. What is the name? The sweeter than anything in this world. Madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalanam. What kind of auspices may be possible, but name is more than auspices than other thing. Sakala mangalam mangalanam. And moreover, sakala nigama valli. This is the creeper of all Vedas. Nigama valli. Sat phalam. And the fruit of all the creepers.
No. The fruit of the all Ved and Upanishad, the rupee
creeper.
Oh, creeper. Yeah. This is actual fruit, satphal.
So all Vedas like creepers, and holy name is the fruit of that creepers. Means the fruit of all Vedas. And what kind of fruit? Satphalam. What kind of fruit? Chit sarupam. Not material thing. Chit sarup. Transcendental thing. And moreover, whoever taken this name, where may be? So Srila Narottamdas Thakur told, Grihe thake bane thake hagauranga bole dake. Whoever may be in householder life or renounced person, whoever chant the holy name, what will be effect? If he chant by sankirtan, by any hints, or by any joke, Bhrigubana Ramatram Tarayet Krishna Namo, he will deliver from this world very easily, without any effort. So name is so powerful. Moreover, our Guru Varga has explained, Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murare, Viramati Dharma Dhana Pujadi Jatnam, Satyati Pari, Kathamavi Sakti Dattam Mukti Rang Prainangat, Paramamritam Ekam Jeevanam Bhusanam Me, Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murare. So, qualifying is this way, Jayati Jayati Nama Nanda Rupam Murare, Viramati Dhana Dhana Pujadi Jatnam, in different yuga dharma, like Piteja Dhayato Vishnu Tratayam Yayato Makhoi Dapare Parichardayam Kalau Sankirta Kesavam. In Septa Yug, the Yuga Dharma was meditation. In Teta Yug was fire sacrifice. In Dapar Yug was worship. In Kali Yug, Harau Sankirta Kesavam. What will do in Tesotta Yug by meditation? What anyone will do in Treta Yug by fire sacrifice, whoever will do Dapar Yug by worship, all result you can get only by chanting holy name in Kali Yug. Moreover, whoever came in this Dhanna Kali, when Mahaprabhu incarnate in this world, who will chant that name, they will get the highest destination, the Golok Vrindavan, to attain the service of divine couple there, only by the help of name. Not other means. So, Muktam Prayanda Paramamitam Jivanam Bhusanam Me. And name is the life and soul of sadhakas.
That name should be my life.
That name should be my life and soul and my ornaments and my dress. So moreover, is explained by other acharyas or our Guru Vargas. Madhuram Tunde Tandabini Ratin Bitanite Tundavali Labdhaye Karana Kroda Kalamini Katayate, Karana Budeb Baspriam, Cheta Pranga Sangin Vijayate, Sarvendriyanam Kritim, Nojane Janidaki Radhyam Ritai Krishnati Paranadai. When Suddhanam will manifest in our heart and automatically dance on our tongue, what will be the result? The sadhak will be very great. What? Tunde Tandabini Rotim. You want millions and millions of mouth, millions of millions tongue in that mouth. Why? To chant the holy name. Vitanute Tundavali Labdhaye. And moreover, to listen that holy name, sadhak will desire billions and billions of years. Wherever holy name is chanting uttered by anyone, want to listen there. Tun Kondo Koda Karamini Khatayate Karana Bhute Paspiyam Cheta Prangana Sangini Cheta Prangana Sangini Sarven Dhyanam Kritim. At that time, sadhak will desire, whole senses will be like ear. You want to hear by whole senses. So this
this kirtan will control all the senses.
This kirtan will control the whole senses.
All senses
all
will
senses
be bound to be there.
Bound to be controlled there by this holy name. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pada told that there are so many types of kirtan. What kind of kirtan is best?
No, not that. Glorification only.
Nikhila Suti Mauli Ratna Mala Duti Nirajita Pada Panka Janta Oyi Mukta Kuli Upasamana Paritastang Harinama Sangsayami. Nikhila Suti Mauli Ratna Mala Duti Nirajita Pada Panka Janta. All Vedas, they are doing arati of the lotus feet of the holy name. Pada Panka Nirajanta Oyi Mukta Kuli Upasamanam. This holy name is Upasa, worshipable deity of liberated soul. Oyi Mukta Upasanama Paritastam Harinama Sangsami, oh holy name, I am taking shelter of your lotus feet.
Thank you. Very good.
Hare Krishna. Bansadar Bhattaru Bhakta Jibbao Sindhu Bhai Bhattaru.
Mokam. Quickly. Don't delay. I have no time.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that Srimad Bhagavatam is our prana and praman. So everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been stated, the glories of the holy name. Etadmir vidyamananam ichatam akutobayam yoginam nirpanirnitam harinamanu kirtanam. That whoever you are, whatever you do, whatever you want, whether you're a yogi, whether you want liberation, whether you want happiness in this world, whether you want Krishna praying, everyone should take shelter of only one process. There is no other way. What is that? Harinamanu kirtanam. The chanting of the holy names. In Srimad Bhagavatam, also there it is stated, Etavan eva lokesmin pumsam dhamma parasmita bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grahanadibi. The supreme occupation for all living entities and the only true dharma is the practice of bhakti. And this bhakti all begins with tannama grahanadibi, with the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So, Srila Rupa...
More any name? Glorification?
Yes. Our Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he has explained that Yadapya Vachavacha Kamitu Deiti Bhavato Nama Surupa Dvayam Puravasmat Parameva Antakarnam Tatra Pijanimahe Yas Tasmin Vihitaparadani Vahaprani Samantaj Bhavet Asyane Dam Upashiso Pi Sadam Ambudo Majjati. He said, oh, Vacham Vachakam. There are two things. The name of Krishna, that means the word which indicates Krishna himself, and Krishna himself. But of these two, Krishna and the name of Krishna, the name of Krishna is more merciful. Why? Because even if one will commit offense to Krishna, then by chanting the name of Krishna, he will become free from all of these offenses. And the name will take him and push him head down and feet up in the ocean of transcendental bliss. This name is so powerful. Sudita Srita Janati Rasaye Ramyachit Gana Sukasarupine Nama Gokala Mahutsavayate Krishna Purna Vapuse Namo Namaha. Srila Rupa Goswami said, I pay my obeisances again and again to this name. Why? Because those who are suffering in this world, they can very easily take shelter of this name. And because this name is Ramyachit Gana Sukasarupine, it is itself the embodiment of concentrated transcendental ecstatic moods. Not only that, Nama Gokula Mahutsavayate. This name is a Gokul Mahutsav. In other words, those who will take shelter of this name, they will see the Mahutsav of Gokul. They will see how Krishna, when he was a child, he was running with fear in his eyes from the stick of Madhya Yashoda. They will see how Krishna, when he became older, he used to go for cow grazing with his friends. How he lifted Giraj Govardhan. How he chastised Kaliya. And if they'll go on chanting this name, they will see how Krishna played his flute at Bansibat and called all gopis for Ras Lila. Narad Vinod Jivana Sudurminiryasa Madhuri Pura Tam Krishna Nama Kamas Purane Rasena Rasane Sada. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he prayed, oh, that name which is the life of the Veena of Narad Muni. What name is the life of the Veena of Narad Muni? Radhika Ramana Nami. This name of Radha Raman, that Krishna who is controlled by the love of Srimati Radhika. Oh, this name, what is it? It is the crest of the wave in the ocean of sweetness. And this name, may that very name, Kama Spuranena Rasena Rasane Sada, may that name manifest on my tongue. But it should not come alone. Rasena, Rasane Sada. It should appear on my tongue, Rasena, along with the endless ocean of Brajarasa as well. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he is glorified the holy name in this way. Srila Bhakti No Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya.
Jai Namadeya.
Jai Namadeya Muni Brindajaya Jana Janjanaya Paramaksharakite Tamanadara Apimanagudiritam Nikilagratapa Patalingalumpasi. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad explained, Jai Namadeya. Oh, all glories to the holy name, Muni Brindageya, all the sages and munis, such as who? Shukadeva Goswami, the four Kumars, the
all the great Vaishnavas throughout history, but especially Srila Sanatan Goswami Pada, Raghunath Das Goswami, they are the greatest. They are all singing this name, Muni Brindagaya, Janaranjanaya. Oh, it gives happiness to all of the devotees. Parama Akshara Kite. Krishna himself has appeared in this Parama Akshara. That means in the form of these transcendental syllables. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Tvam anadara. If one is anadara, that means he has not proper respect for this name. But still, Nikhilogra Patalim Vilumpasi. Even he did the Ugra Karmas, very bad, very sinful activities. Yet this name, he will deliver him completely from all of these things. Who can say, what speaker can glorify this holy name? They have no power. Why? Because yadabhasyopyodvan, even nam abhas, which is performed with shraddha, with faith, the chanting of the holy name, but only the abhas of this name, it is so powerful that what will happen? Oh, it will not only destroy all sins, but it will give one a glimpse into the bhakti tattva, transcendental bhakti. All these stages up to asakti, these are achieved only by namabhas, not even shuddha nam. It is so powerful. So what person in this world can actually glorify this name? It is so powerful. Yad brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi binashana apeti binana bogai apeti namas puranena tatte prarabdhi karmeti viroti veda. Prarabdha karmeti viroti veda. It is all the Vedas, they say this very powerful truth, that even if one is totally absorbed in meditation on Nirvishesh Brahma, then what will be the result? His aparabdha karma, the karmas which are coming in next lives, oh, they can be destroyed. But that person, even being like a liberated soul, absorbed in Brahma, he will have to taste the fruit of his prarabdha karma, what he is undergoing in this life. But spuranena tatte prarabdha karmeti viroti veda. All the Vedas loudly proclaim that if a person, as soon as the name touches his tongue, even his prarabdha karma, even everything pertaining to this physical body, completely destroyed. In other words, he becomes situated in his transcendental form. This is the shuddha nam, to become situated in transcendental form.
Thank you.
Agat. Bancha kalpatarvasa, kuparasim vidyavachalpati.
So we began from Srimad Bhagavata and we should finish from Srimad Bhagavata. Nam sankirtanam jasya sarva pap pranasanam pranamo dukkha samanam tang namami harim pari. Oh, the name sankirtan of that Lord who has appeared in this world as a Nam will take away all kinds of sorrows, suffering, and also pain of endless birth and death. Pranamo dukkha samanam. Even when doing pranam, even all suffering will go. And what will become? Love and affection for Krishna will come. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, I am doing pranam to that Namadheya Purush, that is Krishna. So, Nam Sankirtan is only way in Kali Yuga to be happy. Like he told, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam. Yadyapi, ananya bhakti kirtanakya bhakti yogena. You can do worship, you can hear and everything you can do, but Naam is supreme. By Naam all rush will come, all transcendental knowledge will come, everything. It is pure and purnam, akhanda. But what is the process that we should do? That I told somewhat in England. Sadharma, sadharmasya avodhaya Jeshang nirbandhani mati. Nirbandhani mati. Achirateva sarvartha siddhat esham abhipshita. What? Those who want to know that what is our transcendental realism? They should chant Harinam and they should know that name is non-different from Krishna. But they should chant name. Nirbandhani Mati. What is Nirbandhani Mati? This is important, you should know. For this I told all these things. Name is supreme. It is okay. This is Siddhant. But in what way we should do? After this, it will come Trinadapi Sunesh. After that. But before this, this should come. What? Nirbandhani Mati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to his all students. Ne? Prabhu kahe kohilam ei mahamantra. Iha hoite, iha jape gya sabe koriya nirbandha. Iha hoite sarva siddhi hai vishavar sarvakhana boloite pidhiya. But nirbandhani mati, with nirbandha we should chant. What is nirbandhani mati? He is telling, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, you should have tulsi, pure tulsi mala. No? Kasta ghatitai, tulsi kasta ghatitai, of tulasi. Also it has been described mani mala, but no, in my opinion, or in our Guru Parampara opinion, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one has used mani mala. Malli tulsi mala. So tulsi mala should be there. It can fulfill all your desires. You can realize Krishna name in Krishna. Also, tulsi is Vrinda Devi. No? Vrinda. Most beloved of Krishna. Without help of Vrinda, you cannot do anything. So everywhere, here, everywhere, we can take it. And chant tulsi mala. But it should be either gopuchha or sarpakriti. Like the tail of cows. Bigger.
Smaller.
Round. It should be round. Sarpakriti. Oh, like serpents. Oh, gradually going up. Bigger. So it should be round. Very easily you can do. Don't make so long. And don't touch this finger. It should be out of the bag, man, out of heart. It indicates anger, lust and all bad qualities. I will shoot you. I will punish you. I will break your legs. Break your head. Do you know who am I? Oh, this false ego is there. So, if you are at the time of chanting name, you become angry, then it will go in vain. Because you cannot control your mind. And you should do name with Shraddha, fixed-minded, controlling all your senses. You cannot do. Oh, don't do like chanting.
Don't shake
your hand. Don't do again and again like this. Fixed. No? Don't touch by your left hand. In a special case, you can do, but not always. Like how many have I chanted? This name is here, and how many have chanted? Don't do like this. Or anyway, try to avoid. So, like this, you should chant on this finger, having mala here, on middle, and by the help of
thumb.
This will, like this. Those who want bhakti and mukti, here means prem, prem bhakti. Oh, they should chant on this, in this way. And also, man sangharanam saucham maunam mantrarth chintanam abhyagratvam anirvedo jap sampati hetava. If you want to have love and affection for Krishna, then at the time of chanting, try to bring all your senses in one pointed, ekagraman. And don't think anyone here and there. Don't remember any worldly thing. Don't have any other desires. By Shuddha Chitta, surrendered Chitta, in the guidance of a pure devotee. And you should know the meaning of the mantra. No? Meaning, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So many meanings. Hare Hare, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Oh, there are so many mantras, meanings. So we should know all these from bona fide Guru Vaishnava. Japakale manike kagrabhave laha. Oh, make your mind one pointed. Chitte suddha thako, britha kotha nahi kaha. Don't do prajalpa. Don't do. And be, have such. Suchi means taking bath, making your body
pure.
You should be careful. What is uchishta, what is not uchishta?
What is prasad and not prasad? Remnant or remnant?
You should try to know all these things. Oh, if anyone going to pass stall and only paper he takes, it will not do. We should try to wash hands so much. Otherwise so many diseases may come. Oh, wearing your shoes with your hands and not washing and began to chant Hare Krishna. And in bag you have kept your shoes, your this, what?
Socks.
Socks.
Bead bag.
And also bead bag. And some money also.
And books. Bhagavatam.
And past book.
Bhagavatam book.
Or don't keep it like this. Try to be as pure as you can.
Inside.
If you are not following all this, or by chanting like that, or sometimes may come Namavas, it will take all the unearths. It may be. You can have heavenly planets and you can be happy in this world. But Krishna Prem cannot come by this. No? For this, that should be there. And with other, with honor, you should, a strong faith, you should chant me. Now, we should be, how we can keep our mind one pointed? Oh, your mind should be engaged in the thinking the glorification of name. How glorious this name is. How merciful. And then chant. Oh, conditioned soul's mind, are they going here and there? But engage. Control them. Then shout, I have told, So there are two kinds, outer, by shower and by other things, by putting tilak, kanthi mala and all other things. And what is inner? Giving all criticism of Vaishnava. Don't criticize. And you should be make your chitta,
heart,
very clear. There should be no envy,
emptiness,
and other things. Then moan. You should be always moan at that time chanting. What is the meaning of moan? Don't tell, prajalpa. Mundane
talk. Social japa.
And at that time you can glorify Harikatha Kirtan, Nam Kirtan is more. Being in the association of high class Vaishnava, chanting name loudly, Kirtan doing, this is also a mom. Mom means?
Silent.
To silence. This is not like that. But don't do anything prajal. Abhyagrata. Asthir chanchal, asthir man ki chanchalta. Our mind should not be vyagra, so restless, like pendulum. Always been.
Impatient.
No. And then anirved. If there is delay in having what we want by name, Krishna prem, if delay, then asabandha. I will receive Krishna prem. Though it is late, no harm, but I must do. Like that. Namarth chintan. You should remember the meaning of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radha Krishna together. This is Sambhog Leela. Meeting. And then Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Vipralambha. Same times on that. Krishna, who can take the heart of Mana Harati?
Harati Krishna Mana.
Hari Harati Krishna Mana. Hari Harati Krishna Mana. Srimati Radhika, taking the heart, stolen, the heart of Krishna and controls. And Krishna what? Krishna also taking the heart of Radhika and controls. Both. This is meaning of Hare. Krishna has meaning so many. Ram, Radha Raman Krishna is Ram. So there are so many. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Ji Goswami, they have
explained.
You can read there. Also, we should chant this name or any mantra with five kind of with five limbs. What are these five limbs?
Mantra.
You should know the meaning of the mantra. If you are chanting Brahma Gayatri, Gopal Mantra, Mahaprabhu Mantra, Kama Gayatri, we should know the meaning that Guru has told. If not, then go to Shiksha Guru and take it. Who is the deity of the mantra? Brahma, Gayatri. Who is deity? Gayatri. Who is Gayatri? Wife of Brahma, it is told. But she is the manifestation of Radhika, the power of Krishna, Bhargo Devasya. Then Dhimahi. So deity is who? Radhika here, deity. Why? Radhika not direct? Because this Gayatri manifestation of Krishna, manifestation of Radhika, her name has become Gayatri, and he is married, and then he is like a
paramour mood,
upapatti bhav to Krishna, she can easily have. So there are so many deep meanings. We should know all these things. And then, mantradhipati, the deity of the mantra. In Brahma Gayatri, I told Gayatri or Radhika. And in Gopal mantra, Gopijana Vallabha. Who is Gopijana Vallabha? With that relation, we should chant these names. And Mantradhi Devata, Mere Rakshak hai. Only that mantra Adhipati, the deity of the mantra, can save me. And he can fulfill my all desires. And he is so powerful. This is called Nyas. Understand? My deity of this Gopal mantra is Krishna himself, Gopi Jan Vallabha. He is my saver, rakshak. Rakshak means?
Protector.
In all way. And he can give anything we like. Other kind of. So, to keep in mind this strong belief, this is called Nyas. Or, any mantra, one time we can do, it will give you full
result.
But even Shastra has told to do 10 times or 108 times. So this is called Nyas. To chant 10 times as your Guru has directed you, or 108 times. This is called Nyas. Prapatti. Only my protector is this mantra, the deity of this mantra. Gopijana Vallabha, Arshimati Radhika, Arshi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way. I am taking shelter. And Saranagati, what? I am suffering so much. I am suffering in the ocean of all sufferings. Now, I am taking shelter of that deity. Like Saranagati has six limbs, that will come here. And in the end, Atmanivedan. I have nothing. What I have, this is to that deity, Krishna, or Mahaprabhu. Even myself, not mine. Myself is who? Only of Krishna. Foolish. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasimana Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyatma. Iti Punasarpita. For surrender yourself, then everything will be done. Bhakti. And if you are not surrendering, no bhakti. So this is called Atmanivedan. With five limbs of this, if you will chant, remember, in the guidance of Vaishnava, being trinadapi sunich darorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena, then Krishna Kirtan will be do, and result will be what? Mahaprabhu telling, suno ramraj, ki? Kirup laile naam prem upajaye, suno ramraj. And what? Trinadapi sunich. The ocean of love will come, and you will be successful. Gaur Premananda. You should try to realize this thing. I think that this is more important than Harikatha others. So I told you. And you should try to note down in your heart. And daily you should do all these things. Don't give up your chanting of mantra that Guru has given. Daily you should do. In practical way, with what? Strong belief. What?
It seemed that you were giving the same explanation of Nyas and Prapatti when you said, only the mantra can save me and only the mantra is my protector. You said this is Nyas and you said this is property.
Yes. But
she's not clear about
the difference.
Oh. All the limbs seems to be same, but some. Oh, he has love, he has affection, he has prem, but not all the same. No? Love and prem is not so one thing. So we should try to know where slight difference something.
What is the slight difference?
What?
The slight difference between Nyas and Prapati, that Krishna is my protector, only the mantra can save me. What's the difference between Nyas and Prapati?
প্রপত্তিতে শরণাগতি আত্মনিবেদন ছাড়া আর লক্ষণগুলো আছে
চৈতন্য চৈতামিত ইট হ্যাজ বিন রিটেন কি তার মধ্যে নাম আত্মসমর্পণ ইউ রিমেম্বার দ্যাট হ্যাঁ
So there is something. Sharanagati
and Atma Nivedan seems to be one, but some slight difference.
Prapatti not Atma Nivedan. In Sharanagati all six are there.
In Sharanagati,
Chanda name, mantra. There is a dance.
Yes, sir. Declare the name.